This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
North Korea testing H-bombs has announced they're getting ready to test more missiles this weekend. They're saying Japan's being targeted. You've got Mexico hit with the biggest earthquake ever recorded in modern history in the last 100 years since seismographs were in Central America and Southern North America. You've got mysterious green lights lighting up in the night sky before the earthquake. That's because you have tectonic plates moving, and that energy is transferred and basically creates its own aurora borealis. Some of these green lights have even been caught on video. You've got ISIS joining leftists and celebrating Hurricane Irma, the fastest rotating hurricane ever recorded. Now a Category 6, devastating through the Caribbean as it goes on its rampage, now coming across Cuba. Most of the tracks have the storm going straight up the Keys, right down the middle of Florida, but starting to steer a little bit more towards the west, perhaps even turning and raking out into the Gulf of Mexico. But most tracks show it going right up through Georgia, right up into Tennessee and the Carolinas. We are going to be here today, right through this evening, live, because now we are live from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. straight through. And by the middle of next year, I intend to be on 15 to 18 hours a day, and by the end of next year, 20 hours a day, ladies and gentlemen. Down the road, who knows, maybe even 24 hours a day. We may take just excerpts of the most powerful news of the day and put that together. But, wow, I said earlier this week, I said, watch, I bet we see some gigantic earthquakes. I said, I don't know why, but the ancients all wrote about the fact that when you had big storms, you would get earthquakes and you would get volcanoes. They just thought the gods were angry. They associated it with the sun. They associated it with the stars. They associated it with alignments. They associated it with total eclipses. They didn't know why. They just knew you get total eclipses, you get wars. You get volcanic eruptions. You get earthquakes. You get giant storms. And you've got 30-plus people now dead in Mexico from an earthquake that hit off the coast, and there's ongoing issues with high waves, tsunamis. Wow. So you've got massive buildup towards war. You've got massive political upheaval across the planet against the globalists. You have the Earth itself going through great changes. Why do these things come together? Why did all the political trends build towards the astronomical information that we now see being shared? How does that tie into what we see in our own personal lives and the reports coming out of accelerated suicide, accelerated mental illness, accelerated demon possession type activity that even psychologists and psychiatrists can't explain? What's going on? Because as humanity awakens, there's a polarity. Evil is also rising. The yin and the yang, the two forces in Newtonian physics. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. We are going into an amazing time of opportunity, but also a great time of danger. And anyone denying that has not paid attention to history. The elites know this, and they've been running to armored redoubts for the last 6-7 years and building giant underground bases underneath their mansions in Hawaii, places like Kauai and places like Tasmania and many others. We, of course, reported all this first here. Now it's all confirmed. So what does the elite know that the general public doesn't know? What's coming? What's coming? This isn't mumbo jumbo. This is science, and you're seeing it happen. We just don't know the secrets of the universe, so we feel like ignorant savages.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, it is Friday, the 8th day of September, 2017. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to open the phones up throughout the broadcast today. We also have some guests joining us who are in Florida who can report on what they're witnessing there for themselves. We're going to open the phones up so you can specifically give us your take and your view on what you think is happening in the world right now. Because all the ancients agreed, they didn't understand it, they didn't know what it was, but all the historians as well, even in contemporary times, 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago, the Roman historians, 2,000 years ago, Greek historians, 3,000 years ago, they all noticed that there were times in history when wars and earthquakes and famines and superstorms all came at one time. These quickening periods. Now, we call the Great Quickening the singularity, which most futurists and scientists have been projecting into the future. But there are many, many singularities, many processes where we see things going obsolete in just a few weeks or a few days now, that previously it would take something 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years to become obsolete or semi-obsolete. And so the big discussion should be, what are we transforming into? Who is directing it? Who is controlling it? Not just the globalists trying to play God, trying to control it, but what is the interstellar, galactic, subatomic, interdimensional force that even mainline supercomputers from IBM and from top Japanese companies as well have now projected an outside energy force many, many times more powerful in magnitude than the dimension that we're in, and that this dimension, the third dimension, is being artificially held in place by a power of magnitude that is not calculatable. It is beyond infinity. Don't believe me? Just type into a search engine, top scientists, mathematics, galactic spectrometers, deep space telescopes, radio telescopes, quantum mechanics, scanning dark matter, data around black holes, shows that there is a super force holding everything in place. Now suddenly, top billionaires, top bank owners, top CEOs come out and say, we're in a simulation. And there's an outside force controlling that simulation. And we are going to build a new reality inside the digital silicon universe that is going to be better than the prison we've been put on this planet. But we need you to give us your will, your soul, your mind, your creativity into that new dimension we're creating, this artificial dimension, to make it real. That's the devil trying to convince the angels to go with him and create his new reality. Now, you could say, oh, that's just cosmology from ancient Jews writing Genesis, but you cannot deny that the elites of today say they are becoming gods and are building their new system and are trying to make this reality as ugly as possible to get us to give up on it and to plug in to their modern matrix and to take the blue pill. You take the blue pill, you go back to sleep. You be whatever you want in la-la land and virtual reality. You take the red pill. I'm taking you down the rabbit hole. All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. So you think about that, ladies and gentlemen. You look at how we are seeing record earthquakes, record megastorms forming all of a sudden, record volcanic activity, record political turmoil, record famine, record political corruption, record awakening, record scientific development, record knowledge being deployed. As good and evil rise to the great contest at the very same time. None of us fully understand it. Most people aren't even conscious of it. But beginning to try to understand it is the beginning of wisdom. And fear of God is simply not being arrogant and believing your God, but standing in the majesty of the great space-time intergalactic continuum and having respect for the fact that you are part of this. Or you can go with Bezos and all the rest of them into their little Zuckerberg synthetic system that they're offering you where they're God. Zuckerberg doesn't just want to be president. He wants to be God. Now let's get into the news. Mexico earthquake, mysterious green flashes light up the sky after the tremor. That is out of the Associated Press. Earthquakes off Mexico kills dozens. It's now over 30. Sparked tsunami warning. Mexico's strongest earthquake in a century leaves dozens dead. It's now 32 dead, unfortunately, in Mexico. That according to the Australian news. So, Rush Limbaugh asked if this hurricane's even real, or if it's being hyped up by the media. They've hyped up other hurricanes that ended up, thank God, to not be so deadly. But hurricanes historically can be destructive and can kill a lot of people, can flatten everything in their path. So you're smart to recognize it and think that you should make preparations for it. But I know one thing, this quickening that we see at every level of matter is also affecting the core of the earth, the mantle of the earth, the crust of the earth, the tectonic forces of the earth, and you're seeing the Pacific Rim light up in volcanic activity under the sea, above the sea, and North Korea tested that powerful hydrogen bomb last Saturday. And one reason we have an international convention against above ground or below ground nuclear testing is it's been directly connected to tectonic shift. If you've got plates already about to pop and you start testing hydrogen bombs underground on the very fault line in the Pacific Rim, the hottest areas right there through Korea, South China Sea, Japan, what do you expect to see? But again, the globalists don't want you to ever make these connections. You're supposed to look at each story by itself and never use your own mind to make the connections that are right there plain for you to see. Doesn't mean you see it crystal clear, but it means it's the beginning of seeing the patterns in the seasons and in wildlife and in your own life and in your family and in business and in culture. So we have North Korea out of control. More missile tests scheduled this Saturday. Oh, but there's a solar superstorm. There's already been a big solar storm the last week, but an even bigger one's coming. And so now they've been able to test their missile because there'll be so much interference in the atmosphere, they may not be able to track it with their more primitive telemetry controls because they're not going to be controlling their missile with satellites. They're going to be controlling it with ground-based signals. So, storms above, storms below. South Korea braces for another possible North Korea missile test. Solar storms may deter Kim from launching missile this weekend. That's Bloomberg. Nuke sniffer, ballistic recon aircraft, deployed to Okinawa, Japan, amid rising tensions with North Korea. Sweeping change in China's military points to more firepower. For Z, North Korea says U.S. to pay dearly for Haley's hysterical fit. Saying they're begging for war. But they are begging for war. Meanwhile, the weak, cowardly types that are anti-sovereignty, anti-Renaissance, anti-true free market America, that no one can deny is the big hit, the big cornucopia, the ghost of Christmas present. As Robert Duvall says in Network, the big you-know-what hit. The left projects onto it their power, even though it's their own ilk that are going to be hit the most. ISIS joins leftists in celebrating Hurricane Irma. Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com. You can read their statements in newspapers, magazines, in Twitter. You've got Hollywood stars coming out. Jennifer Lawrence. She may have a beautiful face and beautiful body, but she's got an ugly, stupid mind. Jennifer Lawrence, Mother Nature's rage directed at U.S. because of Trump. Yes, yes, there isn't a God, Hollywood says. There's no powerful force out there except when they want to say there's a force. Then it exists, see, because they're the arbiters of all reality. They can suspend gravity while still having gravity at the same time. They can jump back and forth and say 2 plus 2 equals whatever they want. But she says, yes, America deserves what's happening, and that it's payment against conservatives, even though it's going to be mainly poor liberals, poor controlled people, deceived people in Florida. They're going to be in the crosshairs. Coming up, we're going to look at the evacuations, the stalled cars, the gas, the empty shells.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
There's a giant solar storm being ejected from the sun as we speak, and the storm is expected to peak by NASA's sensors this weekend. The storms obviously drive nuclei coming into the atmosphere. Scientists up until about 50 years ago thought potash was the main trigger in the atmosphere for nuclei to form, because they knew that nuclei couldn't form and cause water precipitation by itself. Now they know it's micrometeorites and solar wideband radiation that drives about 95% of our atmospheric weather. You've got megastorms from the sun, mega hurricanes, mega typhoons, mega earthquakes, biggest ever recorded in Mexico, mega political upheaval, massive changes happening, massive unprecedented Pacific Rim activity, hydrogen bomb tests going on at the same time. A lot of scientists believe helping trigger some of these earthquakes. This is an amazing time to be alive. And I've been telling you in the last 6 months, get ready for major earth changes, because this historically happens. No one knows why, but it's all interconnected. The left says it's because we're Christians or because Trump's evil or whatever. And here's a Paul Joseph Watson report on the truth about Hurricane Irma.
Hurricane Irma has barreled through the Caribbean, causing apocalyptic devastation. It's set to crash into Florida imminently. They're calling it the strongest storm ever. And who's to blame? Donald Trump.
Is it possible that Trump has a hurricane-making machine that pushes the news off his racist decisions? The government will manipulate the weather to exterminate blacks, even if they have to kill whites.
So they say Hurricane Irma is headed for Miami. Did y'all realize 70% of Miami is Latino, Hispanic, or Cuban? 44% of the Haitian population in the U.S. resides in Miami. Miami is like Houston, in which it is flourishing economically. Coincidence? Trump wants them off our land, so what better way than to flood them out? Read between the lines, people.
But why is everyone making fun of her? She was only stating facts. Is there anything, anything you hysterical morons won't tie into your Trump derangement syndrome? If they weren't accusing Trump of creating the hurricane, others were celebrating the fact that it was about to destroy his properties. Because the racist deserves it.
I hope that place gets flattened. Rename Irma Hurricane Karma. That's because God hates Trump. God punishes... Why President Donald Trump
did
a hurricane?
Wipe them out.
Yeah, you know the island where racist Donald Trump's property is located? The island that just got savaged by Hurricane Irma, St. Martin. Their biggest indigenous population group is made up of brown and black people, as is virtually every other island in the Caribbean that just got devastated by the hurricane. The island of Barbuda is now barely habitable, with 90% of buildings destroyed. Barbuda's population is 90% black. You're literally cheering the destruction of black people's lives.
Black Lives Matter!
Oh, but Trump's beach house got wiped out, so I guess it's okay. Because you're all anti-racist, right? I mean, who cares about a bit of collateral damage when there's a chance of killing Trump supporters?
Irma, girl, do us all a favor and skip all the countries you're gonna hit and just go after Trump and all the racist Republicans like Nazis. Gracias! Dear God, please let Hurricane Irma destroy Florida for giving so many electoral votes to Trump. You mean to destroy Florida? They voted for Trump.
Now, I know what you're thinking. This is just a few idiots on Twitter, right? Nope.
If it's any consolation, Hurricane Irma might f*** up Trump's Caribbean mansion. The only silver lining is that while Irma ravages the Caribbean, one building at risk is the president's $16.9 million 11-bedroom compound on Plum Bay in the French territory, St. Martin. Just something funny to remember when Mar-a-Lago refuses to provide shelter to displaced Floridians on Friday.
Funny? Trump's not even gonna be there. He's got home insurance. Those poor black people whose homes get demolished? Maybe not. The Washington Post was also offering minute-by-minute coverage of all the Trump properties destroyed by the hurricane. What is wrong with you? You're also triggered that Hurricane Harvey interrupted your race-baiting narrative for 5 minutes. Triggered that it proved the vast majority of people don't share your relentless obsession with identity politics. Triggered that when it comes to the crunch, people treat each other equally, regardless of race. Triggered that just for a moment, your anti-Trump hysteria isn't the center of attention. That you'll literally wish death and destruction on innocent people just to satiate your need for yet another anti-Trump. Anti-Trump Twitter temper tantrum.
And I want to be clear, Jennifer Lawrence is coming out saying we deserve it because we voted for Trump. You've got CNN out there basically saying that America deserves it because of global warming. You've got the New York Times saying it. I mean, this is just insane. We've had 15 years of some of the lowest hurricane activity reported since the 50s, but now they're back. Because the sun has been going out of a dormant phase the last 11, 12 years or so into another very active phase. And they've known for over 100 years, sunspots, big giant ejections of radiation and heat coming into our atmosphere affects things. Yes, it's the sun, ladies and gentlemen. And it's the sun driving the earthquakes and all the rest of it. There's the big secret. But what's driving the political change? It's all connected in rhythms. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
Nancy.
Hi.
Prison time's coming soon. Be ready. Donald Trump. Not much time left. Bad news for you.
War on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
We're going to open the phones up throughout the broadcast now, interspersed with different news, different important topics. But I want to hear from callers specifically. Now, I don't screen your calls, but occasionally I do say, hey, I'd like to talk about the earth changes, Hurricane Irma, more storms forming out in the Atlantic and the Pacific, the record earthquakes, the strongest earthquake ever recorded in 100 years, the seismographs in Mexico and Central America, an 8.2. Some estimates are even higher now. It was a 7-something did that to Fukushima. I mean, this is serious. Thank God it was out in the ocean. Still killed 30-something people. Why are there all these earth changes? How does all this tie in together with the quickening, the move towards the singularity, and what do you expect to see come out of Irma? Because we've got Leanne McAdoo in Florida. We've also got Quentin Carter, two of our crew members. And whether you're on the West Coast or the Panhandle or the East Coast, the stores are all empty. The gas is almost all gone. Some areas completely gone. Giant lines going out of Miami and other areas and out of the Keys of cars going 5-10 miles an hour. We've got video of that from last night where you see almost no cars going south and all the cars going north. These are just biblical images. And imagine if there was really a nuclear war, even a limited nuclear war, and our big cities got hit. Or imagine if a mass plague got out, a flesh-eating bacteria, or this new super pneumonia that's been found, according to Lancet, that basically almost kills everybody that comes in contact with it, is airborne and is spreading and replicating ultra-fast. It's the most deadly, hands-down pneumonia ever seen. Everybody was always so scared of a super airborne pneumonia that replicates fast and is drug-resistant. It's here. So we have this incredibly complex society with just-on-time delivery, and the slightest things can disrupt it. And now we see storm hitting Texas, storm hitting Florida. And it's not a minority of Democrats cheering the storms on, making fun of Texas, saying, die rednecks, die Nazis, die Trump voters in Florida. It's Hollywood stars saying, America deserves it because of Trump. It's reporters. It's CNN. It's MSNBC. You've all seen it. You've all heard it. What type of sick people are these? So the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Hurricane Irma is set to make landfall Monday morning, according to NOAA, at 8 a.m. Sunday. 8 a.m. Sunday. We're going to have live special broadcast tomorrow that'll be internet only, not on radio and TV, but Infowars.com/show on the front page of the site, newswars.com. We'll tweet it out at Real Alice Jones. We'll send it out to folks that are on the newsletter, Infowars.com/newsletter. It's free. We'll send you those live video links. We're going to have live coverage tomorrow. We're going to have live coverage continuing continually Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central. And I'm going to be up here broadcasting throughout the day, not just the broadcast 4 to 6 p.m. And we're going to be broadcasting right through as this mega storm hits. I'm going to be here with Owen Schroyer and some of the other crew as we chronicle this. And as I said a week ago, and as I said yesterday, watch for earthquakes, watch for volcanoes, watch for more, because massive, they're saying record level solar storms, that's big, giant coronal mass ejections. Some of these mass ejections, when they come off the sun, are 100, 200 times bigger than the Earth. In fact, you can just YouTube solar flare, satellite footage of solar flares. They've got them in HD now. And, I mean, you're talking about million-mile-plus long ejections when they're still at the absolute hottest temperature known to man. And then that heat just goes out. It's like you're in front of a fire. You're 5 feet away, but it's burning your face because it's a big hot fire with white coals. So, you know, the flames are only going out a million miles. Let's see. the heat and the radiation, it's going out even further and hitting the Earth. So NASA just captured the strongest solar flare in a decade, and this just happened last year. So again, the sun is going from a dormant phase when things were cooling down. Things were heating up till about 20 years ago. Then it kind of started cooling off and went through its dormant phase. Now it's going back into its warming phase, and you're going to have more precipitation. You're going to have more hurricanes. And by the way, I'm not a meteorologist. I've had top meteorologists and top astrophysicists on. You know the U.S. military doesn't get its weather reports from your mainline meteorologists. They have astrophysicists that take the data in and then put it into models about the moon and the sun. You go, well, what's the moon radiating? It gets in front of the sun. It blocks the winds, the solar winds. It gets away from the Earth. It doesn't block them. There have been cases when giant solar flares are about to hit us and the moon blocks it. But what happens when the moon isn't blocking it? You say, but the moon's much smaller than us. How could it block the whole Earth? Well, it's just like if you put your finger in a water hose when it's blasting out, it shoots out around and makes a big cone. I've seen some of these spectrometer analysis, radio, telescope, you name it, scans of the solar flares picking up the particles, the particle readers. I'm not a scientist, I've just read the articles, and you'll see the spectrum of it, and it's shooting around, way around the Earth. The moon can completely block us from solar flares when it's turned towards the flare. But when it's not turned towards the flare, so see, this is what really goes on in the government, not the stuff they put on TV for the public. When you're watching the weather report, it should be the sun and the moon and big models, but see, they don't want you to know that. They want to teach you it's your fault. Your cows farted. In Canada and Australia, they now are putting bags. People don't believe me. Just type in bags put on cows to capture methane. And they put bags on their butts, and then they capture the methane and pump it into oil wells that have been sealed to seal it under the earth as part of a carbon agreement. And those are some powerful shots of the sun they're showing. Guys, we think you got a big model of the sun with flares. We've played from NASA. Just if you go to YouTube, they've got an HD. It's just solar flares, and it's a shot from the side of the sun, and you'll see them how far they're going out. I mean, it is unbelievable. But everybody knows about that. The point is that I've had all the top astrophysicists on. Probably had 15 of them on over the years. These are the guys that actually advise the governments, advise the military. They look at the ground radar stuff, and then they add it into computations. And they found that humans are better at this than even computers. They'll take computers to crunch a bunch of the numbers, and then an expert walks in, looks at it, and then dead reckons what they think. And they've still found the human supercomputer that just going with its gut instinct when looking at what computers already gave it is more accurate than the big supercomputer modeling. That's why governments still go to men and women to get their final analysis of the computer algorithms. It's incredible. All right, I'm ranting. I need to get into the other subject. 800-259-9231. We will be tracking all of this today. Now, let me get to this first. As political intrigue goes, everything is blowing up in the Democrats' faces now. Comey's been caught perjuring himself to Congress over and over again. You've got Hillary with all of her corruption starting to come out. You've got the Democratic Party top people saying Hillary needs to go away. She is universally hated. And with this backdrop, you've got the Awan brothers trying to flee the country. And now we know that one of them planted the laptop for the police with a letter explaining the crimes that were being committed by Debbie Wasserman Schultz, reportedly. All of this is happening. And then meanwhile, you've got Trump going up against the Republican Party establishment who gave us Obamacare, who gave us the high taxes. Even though Trump has the trifecta, the Republican Party's playing God, the blue blood traitors like Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan. And so Trump, genius level, went to the Democrats to get a 3-month stay so our credit rating doesn't get dropped, what the globalists want. And so we get the aid for the hurricane. And I get we're always raising the debt limit. The point is, if you don't raise it now, we should have lowered it in the past. the globalists are going to use it to stall the economy. So Trump knows what he's doing. And Pat Buchanan's come out and it said he agrees with that analysis. Trump dumps the do-nothing Congress and lets the Republicans know they're not in full control. Now, that's the Republican leadership. The Freedom Caucus are great patriots. We need to take over more of those seats. We need to get rid of the rhinos. There's a big move to get rid of Paul Ryan right now. It's very exciting. But that said, I'm supporting Trump because he'd already lowered the deficit some. He'd already gotten the economy going. He's pushing for the tax cuts. They've been blocking him, so he has to strategically do this so that Moody's, Standard & Poor's, and others don't lower our credit rating, because if that happens, the debt will balloon even more and will be absolutely untenable. The answer is getting the tax cuts, then freezing the spending increases. But you've got to get the tax cuts first. And Trump's been delivering on his promises when he's able to get it done. The point is the big banks, the central banks are trying to crash the economy right now. They're raising interest rates, doing everything they can to stall things. And Trump going around the Republicans now, while doing what he said he would do on the Dreamers, securing our borders, not letting Obama sign executive orders that are illegal, putting it back to Congress to make it really people that were here when they were kids, and not 40-year-old men with 25 deportations and murder raps. He's trying to make Congress do its job and pass a real law for true Dreamers. But then the media misrepresents what Trump did again there. And I'm not just defending the president. This is the reality. But here's Stephen Bannon in an excerpt coming up on 60 Minutes this weekend where he explains who the real enemy is. The Democrats are literally a bunch of senile criminals. Nancy Pelosi, the rest of them, who are dangerous. But it's the Republican leadership that are slick, Ted Bundy-type psychopaths who are really screwing everybody over. And Trump is a true centrist, a populist. He is going after them. He's a populist Americanist. And Bannon gets into the fact that Mitch McConnell won't even meet with Trump. Mitch McConnell says, stop saying drain the swamp. This is in meetings dictating to the president because they want to keep the swamp there. They want to keep two parties in power. With the one-party monopoly of the banks. They're there to stop the American Revolution. So they're trying to block Trump, both political parties, Hollywood, the power structure, everybody. Which, again, to all the stupid mainline liberals, the mainline Republican establishment hates Trump, dummies. The big foreign banks hate him. The Saudi Arabians, the globalists, the communist Chinese, all the real killers hate this. Because this is a real revolution. It's not perfect. But it's real, and that's why it's got the whole stinking power structure that owns the suicide factories in China up on their hind legs. But again, you've been caught in a hype train. Here is Stephen Bannon. Mitch McConnell just demanded no more drain the swamp. This is on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. Here it is.
The Republican establishment is trying to nullify the 2016 election. That's a brutal fact we have to face.
The Republican establishment.
The Republican establishment
wants to nullify the 2016 election.
Trying to nullify the 2016 election. Oh. Absolutely.
Who?
I think Mitch McConnell and to a degree Paul Ryan. They do not want Donald Trump's populist, economic, nationalist agenda to be implemented. It's very obvious. It's obvious as night follows day.
Give me a story that illustrates that.
Well, Mitch McConnell, when we first met him, I mean, he said, I think in one of the first meetings in Trump Tower with the president, as we're wrapping up, he basically says, I don't want to hear any more of this drain the swamp talk. Flat out. He goes, a guy up on Capitol Hill can't buy a Coke unless it's got to be reported. He says, I can't hire any smart people because everybody's all over him for reporting requirements and the pay, et cetera, and the scrutiny. You know, you got to back off that. The drain the swamp thing was Mitch McConnell was day one. Did not want to go there. Wanted us to back off.
You are attacking on many fronts people who you need to help you to get things done.
They're not going to help you unless they're put on notice. They're going to be held accountable if they do not support the President of the United States. Right now, there's no accountability. They do not support the President's program. It's an open secret on Capitol Hill. Everybody in the city knows it.
And so, therefore, now that you're out of the White House, you go into war with them.
Absolutely.
And they go, oh, he's in a war. He's in an info war. He's violent. They're the ones saying kill the president. They're the ones trying to organize it. They're the ones saying they're going to impeach him and nullify the election and remove him. They're the ones saying they're going to use Comey and Mueller and all their perjury and all their lies and all their fake memos that they admit are frauds that they told Congress two different stories on. We're going to go to break and come back with an investigation into that and then your phone calls. But we're going to document how Comey rigged the Hillary investigation and admitted he did, and he's been caught doing it. I'm Alex Jones. We've got live continual coverage at newswars.com, prisonplanet.com, and infowars.com on what's unfolding right now with Hurricane Irma, the aftermath of Harvey, the big earthquake, the record earthquake, worst ever recorded in Mexico, and more. And we've got, again, our reporters out there filming on the horizon. We've got McAdoo, Leanne McAdoo, and Quentin Carter on the ground. They'll be reporting. But we had reporters and people that were reporting from Dominican Republic and stuff. And when the storm hit, no more communication the last day. So this is a classic. Imperial troops have entered the base. And then mic feed gets cut off. So pray for everybody seriously in Florida. And if you can, evacuate. A lot of poor people and others can't. A lot of folks have dogs and cats. And they don't have a place to go. And the highways are clogged. And it's just incredible. So the number one thing you can do, because it really works, is pray for the folks in South Texas, but especially now, folks that are about to get hit in Florida, because the storm track is clear. It's going to T-bone the state and drive like a running back, like Earl Campbell, right up the middle of that state.
Hey, Daniel Bregman, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Clinton crime family lackey.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to get this report on the incredible obstruction of justice and political targeting of Comey and Mueller. Jose has been upgraded to Category 4. It is out in the Atlantic, too, on the same track as Irma. This is just biblical. And there's another storm behind it. It's a Category 3 right now. Just briefly, we're not doubling prices like Amazon did on emergency supplies and storable foods that are of questionable value in many cases. We are cutting prices 50% on all the storable food at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code IRMA, I-R-M-A, and 30+% off on water filtration systems and more. And your purchase also supports the broadcast, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Here's John Bounds' report.
Clinton crime family lackey, former FBI Director James Comey, angered President Trump and anyone paying attention by recently exonerating Hillary Clinton after a skewed and long investigation of her endangerment of national security with her personal email server. On September 1st, Donald Trump tweeted, "Wow, looks like James Comey exonerated Hillary Clinton long before the investigation was over, and so much more. A rigged system." The president was citing a report that two Republican senators, Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham, noted that Comey had begun drafting his statement recommending not to charge Mrs. Clinton long before interviewing key aides in the investigation. In a letter to the FBI, the senators wrote, "Conclusion first, fact gathering second. That's no way to run an investigation. The FBI should be held to a higher standard than that, especially in a matter of such great public interest and controversy." The details of Comey's premature exoneration were revealed as a result of the Office of Special Counsel's investigation into Comey's possible violation of the Hatch Act, which prohibits government employees from using their official position to influence an election. During that investigation, heavily redacted transcripts of interviews of two FBI officials close to Comey, James Rubicki, Comey's chief of staff, and Tricia Anderson, the principal deputy general counsel of national security and cyber law, indicated that Comey began drafting a statement to announce the conclusion of the Clinton email investigation in April or May of 2016, before the FBI interviewed up to 17 key witnesses, including former Secretary Clinton and several of her closest aides. The transcript of what appears to be Mr. Rubicki's interview contains the following exchanges, and he sent a draft around of, you know what it might look like. So that was in early spring. Yeah, and I think we've seen maybe that email where he sent it out. It was early May of 2016. Does that sound about right? Rubicki, that sounds right. That, quite honestly, that strikes me as a little late. The transcript of what appears to be Ms. Anderson's interview states, "When did you first learn that Director Comey was planning to make some kind of public statement about the outcome of the Clinton email investigation?" Answer, "I believe it was in early May of 2016 that the director himself wrote a draft of that statement." Question, "So when you found out in early May that the director had written a draft of what the statement might look like, how did you learn about that?" Answer, "Redacted. Gave me a hard copy of it." Question, "So what happened next with respect to the draft?" Answer, "I don't know for sure. I don't know. At some point, there were many iterations of the draft that circulated. The draft statement also came before the department entered into immunity agreements with Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson, where the department agreed to a very limited review of Secretary Clinton's emails and to destroy their laptops after review. In an extraordinary July announcement, Comey exonerated Clinton despite noting there's evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information."
Last week it was reported on Infowars.com that your email server was hacked and you knowingly continued to use your email server. Can you comment on that?
Yes, yeah, totally untrue.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
All this as the Wasserman Schultz IT debacle unfolds and the Clinton Foundation could face the possibility of international investigations over their administration of Unitaid funds. John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
Solar storms, earthquakes, giant record hurricanes. Hour number two straight ahead. Your calls.
GCNLive.com today.